Now it's my great pleasure to introduce you to two people whose relationship was forged with the help of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Borju is here with us along with Alexandria, and I'm so happy that we can welcome you both. Just give me a minute here because I'm making mistakes. Well, now we are going to introduce you. I think I'll start with Alexandria. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? Tell me about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And where do you go to school?
I go to the Carlo Campus School of Carlo University.
Oh, that's a great school.
I love it.
I've spent time up there. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine has children that go to school there. A lot of people don't know about your school. What are some of the things you like about it so much?
I really like that we get to go swimming every week. And that the teachers are all really kind and they teach us well.
There's a synchronized swimming team I know that's there. Are you part of it?
I am. It's through third through fifth grade and it's really fun.
One of my, you might know Ella, who is a friend of mine's daughter.
Ella Duke?
Yes, she's part of that team.
She's one of my friends.
She and her brothers are who I know. And I always hear about that team and how well they do. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to, members of your family or anyone?
Well, my mom and my brother, Julian.
How old's Julian?
Julian's my twin, so we're both 10 years old.
Well, that's exciting. Well, let's meet your big sister. I'm going to let you introduce her and tell us a little bit about her.
And
okay. There she is right next to you. Go ahead. You two can talk a little bit together.
Okay, so Borju Savan, you say her name with a J instead of a C. I'm not sure how old she is.
We don't know.
She's Turkish and she's really fun. She does a lot of stuff with me. So
here she is. What got you involved in Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, when I was in graduate school, my dissertation advisor was involved with Big Brother, Big Sister, and I always wanted to do it when I get a job myself. So when I moved to Pittsburgh, after a couple of years, I applied to be a Big Sister, and I was fortunate enough to be hooked up with the best sister ever.
I can imagine. You two look like sisters. I'm watching you look at each other. You've got really similar smiles. Your hair's about the same color.
Yes.
And I can tell you both love each other a lot, too. How long have you been together?
It's going to be 3 years in October.
That's a long time. What kind of things have changed, Alexandria, in that time?
I'm not sure. We do a lot of the same stuff, but it's still in the same way really different. We still go to a lot of the same places. Actually, only one same place. And we still do a lot of stuff with her pet, Emma. But we're like still trying different foods and we're still going different places with her dogs. But we're also going different places. I sometimes go to Berkey's friends' parties. So I meet a lot of her friends and they're really cool. And not much has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Can I add? Alexandra is much taller.
Yes.
Hey.
Since I met, she is almost as tall as I am. So that's one thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you've changed
height.
Cheryl Jones is here too. Have you known these two since their match?
I've seen them at some of the events over the course of their years, one of which I remember a lot was basket weaving. They were in a basket weaving class, and they learned to make a basket together. That was probably a year or so ago, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm. They're a great match. So what's surprised you the most about having a big sister? Has anything been different than you ever would have expected?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really know what to expect, but what I got was really cool. So, That was sort of like a great surprise.
I can imagine. How about for you, from your perspective?
Oh, it is way more fun than I expected. I mean, I have a very stressful work, but when I meet you at Alexandria, everything is so cool, nice, and it's like best time of the month for me whenever we get to spend time together, go to different restaurants, and I try to teach her some of my Turkish culture. And so, I mean, she's extremely smart and intelligent, so it's a lot of fun to be with around her.
You mentioned the Turkish community, yeah, too. Were you born in Turkey?
Yes, I was born in Turkey. I came to U.S. when I was 22 years old.
And there is a larger Turkish community in our area than people might realize, I think. I know that there have been a number of special dinners and open houses that have been held. Alexandria, I don't know if you've been able to go to some of those or not.
No.
Some of those are probably more for adults.
Yeah. But she had some Turkish food, but not particularly the events. Yes.
Well, that still has got to be a fun thing. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
When I get older, I'd like to be an architect or a doctor without borders. Oh. Really like helping people.
Well, but you know, you can set your no reason to set your sights so low. Those are great. Those are wow.
I'm prepared to do the work for it.
Oh, I know you. I'm just teasing. I know it sounds like you are. Those are great aspirations.
Thank you.
I'm curious about architecture. Do you know any architects, or what got you interested in that?
I just thought that it would be really neat, a way for people to remember me. Like, what if somebody worked in my building? They would think, oh, Alexandria made this building.
How nice. And you'd want to make it really well, because people would remember you doing
right.
it. Now, Doctors Without Borders, so you'd like to travel?
I really want to travel, and I'd like to have a job where I could travel and have fun and help people.
Have you done much traveling already?
Not much. I've gone to Canada, and I've gone to Florida, but that's really it. But my mom traveled a lot, so I'd like to be like her and travel to different places.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So what's one of the best things you guys do together that you do a lot of?
Well, I love going to ice skating. The Big Brother Big Sister sponsors every year in December, I think. And I'm not a good skater. Alexandra is. So every year she has to reteach me how to skate.
Are you clinging to the rail like I am?
Most of the time. But she pulls me around and I try to stay.
You do really well each year. Like,
I'm a good student.
In an hour.
How did you get to be such a good skater?
When I was younger, I took a lot of skating lessons. So now I know how to roller skate, because I know how to skate. So it's a pretty useful skill.
So you're a natural at those things. See, I'm not. I would have trouble doing that. How do you stay in touch when you're not together?
Well, we text each other sometimes when Alexandria doesn't lose her iPhone. No, iPad, right?
Yeah.
When you don't lose it, you've been losing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sometimes I lose my iPod or iPad.
Does it come back?
Yes.
Yeah. Disappears for a couple of weeks.
Once I've lost it. I lost my iPod, so I'm not sure where that one is right now.
I've done that lots and lots of times. And, It's frustrating when you lose it like that. That can be tough.
I usually lose it for a pretty long time. I'm not good at keeping things in track.
Me too. Me too. You're going to need an assistant when you're an architect, so somebody knows where the plans are. And but you'll be good at that. I can tell. I think you'll be good at no matter what you want to do. It just really shows. Does anybody ever call you Alex or Al, or are you usually Alexandria?
Well, a lot of people get my name wrong. They call me Alexander or Alexandra. Huh. So sometimes I just go by Alex to make it easier for other people.
Well, I wanted to give you a radio patch for your visit here today.
Thank you.
And I also have a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use whenever you want to. I know at your age you might think there isn't as much here, but there's this area called Make Shop that's right upstairs when you enter, and there's soldering, there's a 3D printer. You can make wearables that have LEDs and, you know, flashing circuitry in them. There's an industrial sewing machine. It's meant for older kids. So you can go through there and enjoy that on us either today or anytime, you know, in the coming weeks. Cheryl, any special activities happening with Big Brothers that we should note?
We are gearing up for our summer picnic. It's July 19th out at Camp Gayasuda, so we're hoping that the weather cooperates. It has for the last 7 years or so, but it scares me up until the day. But so we're gearing up for that. And actually, Big Brothers Big Sisters is embarking on a new program called Mentor 2.0, which is geared towards high school kids. It's going to be with Brashear High School, and we're going to match one cohort of ninth graders with volunteers in the community who will do most of the work will be done online. They'll be the kids will be doing work in their civics class, and they'll be matched to people that will communicate with them online about their classes. And then once a month they'll meet, and it's kind of giving them their own kind of guidance counselor for to get them, and hopefully they'll stay matched through high school and go on to college. So
what a great
it's a brand new program that we're starting. So we're excited about it.
What a great idea! You can go to bbbspittsburgh.org or call 412-363-6100 to get more information. And of course, the traditional programs, if you're interested in being a big or a little or a big couple and getting involved, you can ask for information there too. Anything else either of you would like to mention before we close?
I just want to tell that this is an excellent program with respect to training initially, matching people, because, I mean, I couldn't have imagined a better match and so much fun. We really recommend this to everyone who love children, who want to have fun, and you learn as much from your little.
You learn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you two are going to be with each other your whole life.
I hope so.
It kind of looks that way to me. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, first you said you learn a lot. You learn a lot, but you have fun learning. And even if you don't like learning, you learn without realizing it. Like, Bergie talks about her job. I learn things, like, and it's really cool what she does. And everything's really fun. The people are really nice. It's just great.
Well, I'm so glad you're great spokespeople for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and it's Bershu and Alexandria. I have to ask you what you do. What kind of work do you do?
I teach at Pitt.
Okay, so you get to watch. And what do you teach?
Political science.
Ah, that sounds terrific. Well, thank you both for being here, and I hope you enjoy your time here at the museum.
Thank you.
And Cheryl, thanks as always for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity to share their story.
Yeah, especially on this holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. And you can learn more at bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100.